Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. So, I told you yesterday that I was going to be speaking at an event or for an organization, and I didn't want to give you the details. And that was just because I was trying to avoid a huge pileup of haters, because I am hated. And how do I sleep at night with the fact that knowing that there's an entity that is brewing hate? Well, anyway, I'll get into that. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And I will tell you, I sleep the sleep of the just, even after what happened last night. And the beautiful thing is, it was all recorded, and now I can present the facts and how everything kind of laid out. But like I said, I'll get to that. We have a listen line. If you cannot, or you're looking at your data costs and so forth because you have limited data, you should be listening via the listen line. It's actually very good quality. Dial 605-562-4209. That way you can catch this show. You know, the podcasts are up on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org on the Red State Talk Radio podcast page. I used to provide details of what each show was about. I don't have the time. I'm just way too busy with all sorts of other things to, you know, provide that type of minutia. Anyway, I will get into my presentation last night. I was going to provide the Dr. Vile interview today, but I think we'll either do it tomorrow, depending on how far I get tonight, and or Friday. We will get that interview done, and then I will send the good doctor an email on precisely which day, tomorrow or Friday, based on how I do today on getting through the content I wanted to cover today. So with that, let me dive into the groveling. If you start to recognize that, even though this is a no-brainer for anybody that understands the grand concept of compacts and constitutional contracts, the limited and defined scope of our contract with the federal government, and so forth. Now, get into these details because it's all a part of why constitutional crusaders and people in true support of the Constitution have no argument in trying to fight Republic Review. Only the progressives and only those who are part of the deep state and establishment want to see this country stay on the course that it is in. And it baffles me that the John Birch Society is taking the positions that they are. And I'm going, the only reason, my analysis would be, the only reason that they are doing the things that they are doing is because they are the guardians of the status quo, and that they need to keep this country on the track that it is in. What they're trying to do is they're trying to get you impassioned on very specific issues, but not giving you the solutions so that we can just sit by and watch our country as it gets closer and closer to capitulation and communism, which has been happening under their watch since the 50s, since the 1950s, when they established their whole mission was to stop the progress of communism. And it seems like they've done more to actually help it by maintaining a status quo. And especially today, they have no argument. When we start looking at all of the facts and the details that were not available then, as a matter of fact, I've yet to actually talk to a John Bircher that's read the ratification debates, that can actually intelligently talk to me and have a good, honest, and open dialogue about what's in the ratification debate. So anyway, I'm going down that tangent. It's all about support, though. We need your support. We don't necessarily, if you don't have money, that's okay. Get involved. What we're going to witness over the next 5 years into going into 2024 and that election, and then what we will see from the outcome in 2025 from the 2024 election you will not be able to fathom. As a matter of fact, 5 years ago, I could not fathom, and even though it was already occurring, I could not fathom that there would be a country and state living on the earth that would be supposedly a part of the UN charter that would even think about live organ harvesting. I mean, how inhumane can a country be? Or the fact that they have these social... What China is doing is already beyond my comprehension of evil and immoral acts. And what we're going to see in the next 5 years from 2019 to 2024, the next 5 years, we are going to see a level of hideousness. And when we finally get to that 2025, when they can have their Bolshevik revolution, where they can distribute enough kids and radicals who refuse, they're going to be paid without having to work just to be professional protesters to move us in the direction they want us to. I'm telling you, these kids right now are ideologues and they've been indoctrinated into these concepts. Unless you make this summer, like I'm telling you, if you make this summer about capturing your kids, you will only be the small percentage. And that's why getting this message out is important. I love the fact that Alex Newman is out there. I wish he would be on board with Republic Review, or publicly at least. But, you know, yeah, you have to let people come to, because I'm a person of liberty. I'm not going to force anybody to say we've got to do this. But I'm here to tell you in 2025, whether if I'm alive, if they haven't killed me, I'll be saying I told you so. And I'm okay with that. I'm not going to force anybody, but I am going to have a good intellectual debate and dialogue regarding those people who are actually supporting the movement of subjugation and communism in this country. Because unless you're on board, unless you have the absolute argument, you prove me wrong on Republic Review, I'm walking away. Prove me wrong. That hasn't happened, and it's not about my ego. Nobody can prove me wrong. And as a matter of fact, everything that Madison and Jefferson talked about and did actually supports everything that I'm saying. And we're gonna get into it because, like I said, it was very interesting last night. And I want to give you all the details. So if you've got time, send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.com. Two things I haven't had time to do, and I'll do it really quick. Get involved with ourfirstright.org to support the ratification of the Madison Amendment that is still floating out there. There's no time limits on it. We need to get that done. If you want to displace the swamp and force your representatives be at home throughout the session so they're available to you and they'll actually know your name, because the representation will go down from 750,000 down to 50,000. That means you'll actually know who this person is. You'll know where this person lives. They will be true representatives of the people, and they'll have to be accountable. And I'm telling you, they're going to be scared to death, especially those who might be susceptible to the far left agenda. I mean, true conservatives in some of these situations, they're going to want some level of security, because with Antifa and some of these thugs that are out there, with the way they've treated Tucker Carlson and other people, it could get pretty bad. But bottom line is, this is the mess that needs to be cleaned up. We have to start arresting people who are going down unconstitutional paths of protesting and denying people their civil rights of commerce, getting out into the streets and protesting. That is unconstitutional. The militia is supposed to be used for suppressing those types of rebellious or insurgencies, whatever. As far as I'm concerned, it is very clear. There was no such thing as constitutional protests. That was considered insurgencies and or rebellion. You have a constitutional right to go down to government and petition them in a civil manner and have them address your grievances. That is it. Show me in the Constitution where you have this authority and this ability and this civil right to be able to go out and protest. Show me the amendment that gave these people this right to do this. Anyway, the other organization that I want you to get involved with is the Constitution Club with Keith Broders. This guy is a constitutional snap. He is on it, and he may not be snappy young and peppy, but he is a stalwart in guarding the Constitution. And if you go to theconstitutionclub.ning.com, you can see how you can get involved in a state and county level and start working with people together. It is an awesome platform. It may not be, you know, clean like your Facebook or what have you, but, and he needs help. I mean, if there's ways you can go in and help him, I'm sure he would be happy to take on help. He's looking for people just like I am. Anyway, we all are looking for crusaders to help us preserve our constitutional republic. With that, Constitution Day, I don't know what you're doing, but let us know. We'll be happy to plug it. I want to thank you for tuning in. I haven't done this in a long time. Please, please let people know that we're actually exposing those facades and those fake conservatives out there who claim to be champions of the Constitution, but are doing everything they can to fight the only processes that can actually restore our constitutional republic. And as I always say, there is no sign that or news that the federal government is going to disband any of its tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers. So what does that mean? That means we have to do it, you and I. And it's not that hard. This is not that complicated. I know a lot of people can easily become overwhelmed by all of the details and all the facts because they've never heard of a lot of this stuff. Don't let that bother you. This is simple contract law. If it's not in the contract, they can't do it, and we can call them out on the rug via the audit process. I want to try to help focus on that, but I want you to also understand it's not just about an audit and the it is about the contract, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobius Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobius Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okie dokie. So the dialogue is that you and I are going to have to get engaged. We can no longer wait. If you want to preserve the Constitutional Republic, as I have said, looking at illegal immigration, looking at our education system, looking at all the pressure points and the threats that we are under. And I identify them as threats in my presentation last night. And I need a caveat. This was the first time I actually just sat down and kind of organized that. I did not have a chance to rehearse it, and I did not have a teleprompter to actually keep track of where I was. So it wasn't the most polished presentation, but I think I hit, you know, the nail on the head. I think I hit some home runs in giving this presentation. I'll let you be the judge. Now, let me move forward, because before I get into that, I actually want to kind of set the stage, and I think that, because that's important, right? And so what I'm going to do is kind of provide my commentary on what happened last night with information that I have already asserted on the show and publicly in other milieus or other environments. Now, first off, my first two books were written with zero regard towards political correctness and zero sensitivity regarding the civil war between these divisive, or some of these people are very divisive. You got these two camps. The majority of the people in these two camps probably aren't that divisive, but the leaders are very divisive. And they have different different motives behind them in what drives them. And so the bottom line is there is this civil war among conservatives over the Constitution. There are many people that just love the Constitution, and they believe, you know, that the Convention of States is bad. And then there's those that love the Constitution that believe the Constitution or the Convention of States is good. So, again, the two sides are what I like to call the conventionites and the anti-conventionites, because, let's call them a people, right? And so because they're in camps, they're these tribes. And in some respects, both camps try to dictate the thought control. It is about this is how you think and this is how you respond. And they try to script and can everything that everybody believes this. And in all honesty, if you start supporting, well, if you're a John Bircher, and because that's the one camp that I'm going to talk about, because there are plenty of other people that don't support the Constitution Convention, but actually support Republic Review. I've got a lot of those people, Tom DeWeese, Trevor Lawden, and others. I'm not going to mention any other names because Trevor Lawden and Tom DeWeese both provided a forward and a backward, Trevor the forward, Tom DeWeese the backward, for my executive summary of Republic Review. And so, because they understand that this is not a portal, this is the path of enforcement. And as a matter of fact, I pointed out last night, and it just went over everybody's head, at least the John Bircher's heads, that in Jefferson's book, The Notes on the State of Virginia, Madison actually quoted this in Federalist Paper number 49. And he was pointing out that Jefferson was identifying two forms of conventions, one to amend the Constitution and the other one to deal with breaches thereof. In other words, enforcing. And so if you're just stuck in this mind model that a convention is a convention is a convention is a convention, and you go into this hysteria that a convention is going to actually destroy the Constitution by creating these amendments, and that is the only thing that can ever happen from a convention, then you're a little delusional and you've reached the ability of being absurd and an imbecile. Clearly, there are administrative conventions, just like an audit would be a convention of auditing the Constitution. Madison, in Resolution 8 of the Virginia Resolutions, clearly stated that he wanted the states to actually interpose and take action or the measures necessary. Now, because the John Birchers will likely listen to the show, that's why I'm not going to mention any of the others who oppose the Convention of States, but are either one, in full support of Republic Review, or two, those who are looking at it as a viable alternative, and or three, those who don't support it but don't view it as a path, can you believe this, as a path or mechanism to the Article 5 Convention, because it's not. And I'm going to tell you, right now, that 2 years ago, well, actually it was a year and a half ago, I spent about 3 hours on the phone. In one phone conversation, it was about 2 hours. And then in the second phone conversation, it was about an hour. And I provided this John Bircher, and his words were, well, I really don't see a problem or a pathway, but this is a very, you know, I don't want to get on board with this because this is complicated, and I have to get to a level of assurity to walk into that water with you, to take upon myself the name of this process, right? I mean, almost like becoming baptized into Christianity, right? You got to do the due diligence. And I don't fault the gentleman for that. But I'm here to tell you that if you are aware of the fact that we are this close to tipping over, we're not talking about the federal government has just passed four acts of sedition and, you know, the Aliens Acts, right? I mean, we are at a point where the federal government is doing so many things outside the context of that Constitution. We are in dire peril, and they're doing nothing except the status quo. And as a matter of fact, since that organization has been in operations, we've only gotten closer and closer. And every communist goal that I have read to you from Cleon W. Skousen's 45 goals of the Communist Party in America, every single one of those goals has been obtained and more under the watch of the John Birch Society. So yeah, I'm going to start doing the exact same things that they do to me because, you know, I think turnabout's fair play. And as a matter of fact, I'm not actually defaming because I've actually come out and stated that my books, and I want to do this again publicly, that I did not write my books with political correctness. I did not. I was in a very sterile environment. And bottom line, some of the words I use, I go, okay, I can see how they have these problems with this. So let me clarify this. Let me clarify this process because clearly my initial assertion is that the states already possess all the authority necessary based on the Constitution. Specifically, you got to understand, I'll get into this. I'll get into this, but there's clearly all of the powers necessary for the states to actually audit the Constitution and enforce the measures. And like I said, I will get into this. So moving forward, we want to actually give you a little bit more detail. So to be clear, I have engaged Convention of State folks, and I've only received three types of responses from them. First off, those that support Republic Review because they see it as a constitutional process because they actually understand the Constitution. They understand Article 1, Section 10. They understand the 9th and 10th Amendments. And they understand that the states have no limitations other than what is in Article 1, Section 10. Everything else is reserved to the states to do as they please. Okay. The second group is a group of people that don't support Republic Review, but that's only because it was not written verbatim in the Constitution because they've been taught that if it's not in the Constitution, it can't exist. You got to remember that those things not in the Constitution have been reserved to the states. And it is, as Madison says, it's unlimited. You can't limit. You can't even write down the things and concepts that have been reserved to the states. And as a matter of fact, even Madison didn't realize the process that he was going to engage in 1798, other than the fact that in Federalist Paper number 49, they were going to deal with breaches thereof, but they didn't know how. And it wasn't even written in the Constitution. So was Madison violating the Constitution by his actions with Jefferson in 1798? Heck no. Heck no. The only problem was that they were not very good in articulating what their full intentions were, and the full process had everybody come to the table. That was the biggest problem. And I believe that the reason why was because Madison was one of representation, diplomacy, and those types of things that he did not, and I think he learned his lesson in the Constitutional Convention, if you ask me, because in 1787, when he came forward with the Virginia Plan, he was, I'll just say, was rebuked because he was flat out rejected by everybody except for the Virginia delegates. So anyway, the third group of people in the Convention of States are those who have vested interest in seeking leadership opportunities and see Republic Review as a threat. And this is reasonable. I can understand why people want to obtain more, a promotion and have power and so forth. But these people are not engaged in attacking Republic Review. I have to point this out. None of these leaders that are seeking their way up, they're not supporting Republic Review. And what they're doing is they're ignoring it to avoid bringing attention to you because it is an alternative. And when they have engaged, they use the weak support of, or the weak concepts of the fact that, oh, well, it's not written, so it can't be constitutionally legitimate. They're basically saying it's got, they're trying to teach the weak, feeble mind that it has to be written into the Constitution for the states to do it. When clearly the 10th Amendment already asserted that all things not enumerated to the federal government have been reserved, and we're not going to list them here. In other words, the states can do almost anything and everything necessary in holding the federal government accountable, which is why Madison and Jefferson acted, okay? So I'm going to be running out of time here, so we're going to go into another hard break. And then we're going to talk about the legitimacy about living in a box dependent on written word and guidance, because that's what these folks are doing. And as a matter of fact, some of the John Birchers do this as well. And so there's a little irony for you, right? Or maybe it's an oxymoron. When we come back, we will get more into what happened. And, you know, obviously I'm a little up today on this. So thank you so much, and we'll be right back. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
So while on break, a metaphor came to mind because, you know, these concepts of closed-minded, non-objective things. One would think when a husband and wife get together that the byproduct would always be a baby because they're getting together in a family manner and over a family matter. That's not the case. When parents get together, husband and wife, they can sit down and have a conversation with their child. They can educate their child. They can punish their child. They can do things, or they can get together and amend the family by adding a baby to it. So just because parents get together doesn't mean that the amendment or baby is going to be the only result. And it is absurd and ludicrous to think that when the states get together, that the only result could be a rewriting of the Constitution. We have reached the level of oversensitivity, political correctness, imbecility, and absurdness. It is really at that point, folks. And so I am so thankful that we captured what happened last night, because they didn't come with, they did not cross their T's and dot their I's. They just created, the John Birch Society created this huge uniting effort to fight Republic Review. And it added wind to my sails, because they couldn't refute, and they did not refute the process. What they did, I will get into, but let me go on a little bit further, because folks, the only constitutional limitations on the states are literally found in Article 1, Section 10. And everything else, and I've read them to you, we'll be reading them again in Constitution Day in a few weeks, or in a couple months and week. Anyway, because it's September 7th, and today we're a little less than a week. But anyway, we're getting there. And so if it's not listed in Article 1, Section 10, then the states are free to do and assert per their 9th and 10th Amendments. In other words, there are limitations placed onto the states, and it is clearly delineated in Article 1, Section 10. Nobody will argue that, at least anybody that understands the Constitution. And nobody brought that up last night as a John Birch, nor do I ever hear a Convention of States person say, hey, you cannot do that because it's not in the Constitution. Well, actually, if it's in the Constitution, then I can't do it. Okay, because Article 1, Section 10 is what they list you cannot do as states. Okay, so anyway, consequently, the powers of oversight are inherent in contract law. This is a compact. Nobody will argue that. As a matter of fact, nobody even goes there. Nobody refutes this. I presented that fundamental argument, and they didn't even go after that. And within contract law, like I said, inherent in contract law, as well as inherent in the Constitution, the states or the stakeholders have duties and responsibilities over that contract. They're supposed to provide oversight to ensure enforcement. You don't write a contract and just let it go free willy. And you deserve to have that contract trampled on, torn, and burnt if you do not guard it. The states have not been guarding it, but thank God, thank the Lord in heaven, that we're still at a point where we still have it and we can still make this stand. And the John Birchers aren't getting it. They are, status quo, forward march, and, full steam ahead off this precipice. They are guarding the status quo, which I would like somebody from the John Birch Society to formally give me a reason why they are on this path. Because they have no other alternative other than listen to them, buy their material. You see, they're self-interest serving, and they're taking down the guy that's not taking a penny. Ironic, isn't it? Folks, this is a moot argument against Republic Review because it is not prohibited by Article 1, Section 10, as I've said, and it falls under all things reserved to the states that are not enumerated in the Constitution. And because of these assertions of these amendments, the states can assert, and I'm quoting Madison here, the necessary and proper measures will be taken by each, and I'm inserting some stuff, state for cooperating with other states, inserting that as well, in maintaining the authorities, rights, and liberties referred to the states respectively or to the people. And added a little bit there on the states. I keep on adding a little bit. But go read it. This is in the 8th resolution, as I cited last night. Taking the necessary measures in obtaining our liberties, or at least guarding them in maintaining our authorities, rights, and liberties. You have to enforce the contract. That's why Madison called it interpose. He didn't call it nullification. Nullification, by the way, my friends, is not listed in the Constitution either. Isn't it ironic that they want to say, hey, it's not listed, you can't do it? Well, nullification wasn't listed either. I support nullification. That's just a no-brainer. But you have to do more than say that's unconstitutional. You actually have to enforce the Constitution or the contract. It's imbecilic, and I use that word, imbecile and imbecilic, because it really drives a couple of the John Birchers nuts. That's why I drive it, because they just take complete offense that I'm calling them imbeciles, because they are when they're taking this type of stance. Wake up, John Birchers. Wake up and start looking at the facts. We have to take action. It will not happen by just us saying, well, we're going to nullify that. That doesn't stop the federal government from taxing you into oblivion. It doesn't stop them spending the money on the things that they need to move their progressive globalist agenda. You have to take action. We are at the boiling point, and they're not getting it, or they refuse to get it because they're on the take to guard the status quo. It's one or the other. I mean, come on, let's put all the things on the table here, John Birchers. Let's put it on the table and say, why is it that you are refusing to act? Because every time you've refused to act, we have only slid closer and closer and closer to communism. And look at us today. We have socialized medicine. We have all sorts of unconstitutional government, which is all programs of socialism. We're that close to communism, and they've convinced everybody to embrace it, and you're doing nothing. Oh, no, we're educating people. Yeah, you're making money in educating, and you're helping promote things that don't rock the boat, because I think you're on the take. I think you guys are receiving something to guard the status quo. Prove me wrong. Let's have an honest, you know, if I was the John Birch Society, and I'm, this is really an aside, if I was Art Thompson, I would say, I want G.R. Mobley here. I want to get to the bottom of this, you know, because we're talking about a real ideological war of ideas that we should not be engaging in, especially as conservatives. We need to figure out if we can unite. Or, because I talk about this in my presentation, about leadership and about managers. If you're going to manage an agenda, then you manage full steam ahead. You know, that's what we're going to do. This is our path forward. If you're a leader, you try to unite on the common principles and you try to find out how you can unite to solve the problem. They're not uniting, my friends. They're actually digging in, they're building trenches, and they're firing at anybody that's coming forward, especially the only constitutional solution that's come forward, and they're not engaging in it. They can't refute it, and I'll prove that they can't refute it as well. But anyway, so what they've been doing, and what I've been saying is that, you know, I've wrote these books, and like I said, I wrote these books, they're 5 years old, and when I was writing them, I was in the intelligence community. I couldn't get involved to understand some of these nuances. But since I've been involved, and I actually worked with, like I said, I was on the phone for 3 hours with a John Bircher going through these new processes and redefining Republic Review so that I could address the concerns of the convention and the portals and everything else. Because clearly, this is a process that the states have the authority to do. This is a process that this person independently told me, I can't see a reason why we couldn't engage in this. But it's difficult. I need to know more. And I'm okay with that. Fly me in to Appleton and we'll have the conversation. I know that there's a decent hotel there. We'll have the conversation. We'll work through this as civil and intelligent people that understand the nuances, and we can get through this. But instead, they would rather engage in discrediting and other things. So bottom line, instead of actually dealing with the argument in the process of Republic Review, which is clearly on the website, that we have evolved from those books, they want to refer to the original emphasis of this concept in the books that I wrote, again, 5 years ago, well outside of what I would say understanding of these political correct wars that they're waging. Have you ever seen the movie The Runaway Bride, when Richard Gere stands up as people are haranguing the bride-to-be for all of her mistakes instead of looking at her current position and this current engagement? Whether it be private or personal in a setting, or even whether it be professional setting, what is happening, as far as I'm concerned, is either defamation, slander, or at least misrepresentation. And, you know, it may be done in good fun as a roast or what have you in a personal environment. But when you're in a professional environment and somebody comes in and they don't address the issues and the positions that you have actually evolved, and here is the concrete process that I'm providing to the world, and instead you keep going back to the infancy concepts, then what the heck are you doing? You're either defamation, slander, or misrepresenting, because I clearly pointed out to everybody that I'm beyond that. We'll be right back after this, and I'll tell you more about this misrepresentation. So we'll be right back. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so is it defamation, slander, or misrepresentation? At a minimum, I believe it's misrepresentation, especially if one, like myself, has formally addressed these misconceptions of my concept in infancy. It has gone to the lengths that I have gone, and I've gone to these extreme lengths in trying to address every single one of their concerns. I've created a process that actually has states rescinding their Article 5 petitions so that we can focus on enforcing instead. In other words, and so we're not going to go make a baby. We're going to get the parents together. It's not going to be a baby-making process. The parents are actually going to enforce the rules of the family. Or the rules of the house. And the rules of the house are the Constitution. The states have to enforce their Constitution. Imagine that the states could actually get together and enforce their rules instead of making a baby. Because it is absurd to think that the only time the states get together is baby production. That is absolutely absurd. And there are things in the states or in the Constitution that refrains the states from creating further treaties and so forth. But it doesn't say anywhere that the states cannot get together and enforce their constitution. It goes without saying, and as a matter of fact, that's exactly why Madison said the states were duty bound. So in this case, when the John Birchers continue to actually reach out to people, post publicly in social media, even after I've made these statements, and they continue to harangue me and those who are supporting Republic Review over the old infancy issues, and they're not getting into the absolute content of what Republic Review is today, then they are at least misrepresenting the facts. And they're guilty of that. And as far as I'm concerned, what ended up happening last night, because now I'm going to get into it, what ended up happening last night was a fiasco on their accord. One of the persons got up, and again, I'm not surprised because this has been happening, and I've received feedback from Wyoming as well as Utah that John Birchers are providing book reviews and questioning my process instead of actually look at the infant, instead of looking at how it has grown up and it evolved into an adult as the process is posted on reclaimingtherepublic.org. And so, unfortunately, what they want to do is they want to harp and linger on, you know, the dirtiness of the birth process and the evolution and the skins and bumps and the tolls that happen to be involved in the growing up process as we've created this rigidity. If there's a way we can improve this, is there a way I can provide more detail? Well, then let's work together in doing that. But they don't want to do that. Their intent has nothing to do with solving problems. Their intent is protecting the status quo. If they wanted to solve problems, they have to acknowledge that their 50 years of over 50 years of failing to stop communism, they should be changing their process or go out of business. Corporations that do their work, that has claimed their mission, would actually be out of business today. And people aren't waking up to that. And so, or especially, I just despise organizations that have groupthink. I have worked in them, and I do not like people that if it doesn't come from on high, and, you know, this is how we think, this is how we act, because there are better ways. And any or institution and anybody that's gone through any type of, you know, critical thinking and those types of things understand the necessity of innovation and process improvement. You know, improving your conventions. Convention, convention, convention. See, I said it. Anybody that goes into, you know, convulsions and epileptic seizures because of the word convention, well, we'll have to wait for them to join us again. Because let me get back into what happened last night. So I gave this presentation, and a gentleman asked, you know, started asking questions about Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, and I kind of gave the person a better foothold. Then we went to a John Bircher, and a John Bircher actually started reading a quote that somebody gave him. It's not like this guy read my book and brought the book with him. You know, I would have a different respect for the gentleman had he holding my hand and got up and read something out of my book. But instead, he was reading something that somebody else gave him as a quotation out of my book. And in the quotation, it was about me, you know, calling again to convene. And it was the infancy of the concept anyway. They're not talking about the current process. So I can understand. He says, you know, I understand that you've got this locked down. But how is this, you know, your old thought, how is that not in this anymore? If they read the Republic Review argument and process that is up on, and as a matter of fact, a John Bircher, his name's Bliss too, we engaged in, and as a matter of fact, that was deleted from Facebook, but he came out and says, oh, look, and he pointed to what he thought was, you know, the death knell, that this was the path. And I said, if you read this in context, because I actually provided it, that I was basically telling the states that they had to rescind their petitions to join in Republic Review. He goes, oh, well, never mind. Never. And I'm naming names in very specific cases because some of these people are leading the charge. And so now you got to get to names. You have to actually get out there and say, who are the culprits that are managing the agenda instead of trying to unite and working? They haven't once tried to work with me. Other than this one gentleman, I told you, we worked on the phone for about 3 hours. And I went through and I took his notes and I said, well, what about this? And we can easily do this. It's just a matter of setting decorum. The first state can set decorum and say, we're not going to work with you. We have to send a clear and concise message. It is about enforcement, not making a baby, amending the Constitution, changing the Constitution. And so bottom line, he goes, wow, that's a great concept. I love that. And as we worked through this, we were actually coming, and he just, like I said, he wasn't going to get into the water because he wanted to know more of the details. And I'm just amazed at how these guys come, you know, they claim that they're champions of the Constitution when, in fact, they don't know that much. And so this goes back to my basic premise, as I said, and I always say this. I started off my presentation last night. Reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. I want to think these guys are reasonable, but when they get to a point that they say, well, I don't know that, so I can't, then that becomes almost unreasonable. Because now you have to actually say, well, I don't know that, so let me read it so that I can agree. That would be a reasonable position. But unreasonable position would be, well, I haven't read that. I don't know about that. So it's, you know, I can't accept it. And I won't read about it. They're not going to take the effort because why? If you want to learn, innovate and grow and improve your processes, that's what you do. You learn, you test processes, you evaluate. Like I said, it's about trial and error sometimes. And bottom line, if you're not doing that, then you're stuck in the rut and you're guarding an agenda. So what agenda is the John Birch Society guarding? So after this gentleman tried to refer to that, and I basically said, look, don't even use those books as a guide. You've got to go with my online. And they started going online and it got kind of disheveled. So then it went to another John Bircher lady. And she claimed that this the Kentucky resolutions clearly stated nullification only. And I go, no, you're wrong. Thomas Jefferson called for committees of correspondence to be established so that the states could start communicating. And so she started reading, and we have this all recorded, and she was reading the 8th resolution from the Kentucky resolution, but she wasn't reading Thomas Jefferson's like she said she was. So I came back home. I did the due diligence and research, and I found exactly what she was reading. She was reading a Kentucky legislator who actually felt that Thomas Jefferson's words were a little too harsh and radical. So he changed the words. And so she was reading Berkshire. I'll look it up. And I'll probably even provide these links. But bottom line, she was misquoting and misrepresenting Thomas Jefferson by reading somebody else's interpretation or actually changes to what Thomas Jefferson had sent. Thomas Jefferson clearly called for committees of conference and correspondence. They chose not to use those words. And I was saying that that's what Thomas Jefferson was calling for. And she called me out and said, I didn't. He did not say that. Actually, he did. And I've got plenty of academic evidence that proves that I'm right. I like being right, folks. And so it's not that it's important, but if you are stepping in and you want to assert with authority that you are right on something, it's nice to be right on it, isn't it? Anyway, I got less than a minute. We're going to get these videos up. Now, I'm asking for, and I would like a formal apology, but I don't want to name names. The only person's name that I've named is somebody that was already out in the forum, and we've engaged before in the public forum. Now, I would prefer that these people come, you know what, because they were all grouped together. They were like a little pack of dogs sharing papers and so forth. Okay, if you get the mic, then you ask them this, and you ask. And it was literally an orchestrated attack. And they didn't have the camera on them, but they were all in the very back sitting together passing papers around. And anybody, there were other John Birchers, but they weren't a part of the attack. And as a matter of fact, one John Bircher came up and said, you know what, I think I'm starting to understand this now. And so I'm going to end up calling that gentleman and saying, okay, well, you know, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? And what do you think of this? My friends, we're at the end. So since I've kind of wrapped this up, what I am going to do is kind of summarize, but we will get into Dr. Vile's presentation tomorrow, and then we'll do some other content, probably marketing, for Friday. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic without the JBS right now, but we need your help.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty.